So the New York City Marathon is on for Sunday. Mayor Michael Bloomberg says it won't divert resources from victims of Sandy's devastation. He says electricity should be back on in downtown Manhattan by Sunday, freeing up what he calls an enormous number of police.
Well, Bloomberg says we have to go on. Disagreeing is Christine Brennan, USA Today sports columnist and consultant for ABC News, and she joins us right now. Good to have you back, Christine.
Well, great to be on with you both. Thanks.
You say the marathon should be called off for this weekend. Why?
Yeah, I just think this is the last thing New York City needs right now. You know, I was just watching the news and seeing Staten Island, and, you know, it sounds like it's getting worse. You know, the cries, people are saying, for example, that it could be almost New York's Katrina. Staten Island. Well, Staten Island is where the race starts. So the fact that there could be 40, 47,000, whatever number of runners, let's say that a lot can't make it and maybe it's 30,000, converging on Staten Island to start the race over the bridge, the Verrazano Narrows Bridge, I just find that unconscionable. And we know it's going to take resources, and we know it's going to take police and other first responders and just divert attention, if nothing else. It's stunning to me, and you know, here I am, a sports columnist in Washington, you know, so take it or leave it. But there are city council members and other political leaders up there in New York and Staten Island in particular who are also disagreeing with Mayor Bloomberg's decision on this.
There is a sense among many New Yorkers that, you know what, we're going to keep on moving, and no matter what hits us, we've got to, for our own state of mind, show everybody we're going to go on. That doesn't wash with you.
Well, Hillary, you know, that is a very understandable thought, and it certainly worked after 9/11. As you may recall, of course, not only was the World Series in New York in 9/11, the NFL games that came back, obviously there was a delay of a week or so, and then there was the New York City Marathon, which is always referred to as one of the greatest and one of the most chilling and wonderful moments for New York. That was 7.5 weeks after 9/11. This is not even 7 days after the Superstorm Sandy. And so I guess I totally understand that. As someone who's covered sports for a long time, I know the power of sports, and I love that and how it brings us together. That is one of the great escapes and one of the wonderful things about sports and our games and all of those things. Again, it just seems with the resources and what we're seeing and how it doesn't seem to be getting better for a lot of people in New York, this is no time for a road race to be going through the five boroughs of New York.
Before we go, could there be an economic reason why the mayor may not want to cancel it? I mean, that's a lot of people who drive, spend money in the city, stay at hotels, et cetera.
That's a great point, Sean. And yes, absolutely. And that is the flip side of the argument, is to say that all those businesses that rely on these people, the hotels, bring everyone in and have New York get that money. And to the great credit of the marathon, they're talking about having even more of a charitable component going towards the victims of the storm. And so that's a nice result if they're going to have it.
All right, Christine, thank you as always.
Thanks very much.
Christine Brennan, USA Today sports columnist and consultant for ABC News.